Amen.
Come before you this morning, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Minister Riley, Reverend Millen, my beautiful wife, lovely, lovely church family. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and as always, an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the Word of God. Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. Speak, Lord, for someone needs to hear your voice. Speak, Lord, for someone is in need of a touch. A touch that only you can give, Lord. Speak, Lord. I'm counting on you, Lord.
Yes.
I'm counting on you, Lord, for there's nothing I can do. There's nothing that I can say until you come.
Yes.
Speak, Lord. Have your way in this vessel. Do with me what you wish, Lord.
Yes, sir.
But speak a word. Use me, Lord, any way you see fit. But hide me way, way behind your cross. And when I speak, it will be words from you, Lord.
Yes.
That someone can hear you.
Yes, God.
And someone can say, thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for hearing my cry.
Yes, God.
Speak, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You can probably tell by now that I'm speaking from a tunnel, but there is a word from the Lord. It was, I didn't know, well, I knew it was for all of us, but I knew it was more for some than for others, but I didn't know just who, but God is spelling it out even as we speak. He's spelling it out for us.
Hallelujah.
If you would, just turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, in a familiar chapter, chapter 11. And you have to stick with me today because it may sound more like a Bible study than, but I think that's what this is supposed to be.
All right. Amen.
God has really shown me some things this morning that we all need to understand. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting with verse 27. And it reads thusly. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
Okay.
Hallelujah. And just for a thought to carry with you is, let a man examine himself.
All right.
Right
now.
let a man examine himself. And for the next 30, 40 minutes or so, all I want you to think about is you. That should be so hard for most of us. That's what we spend most of the time with anyway. Right? Do you feel like you saved this morning? Is your life pleasing to the Lord? Are there anything hidden in your life that need to be dealt with this morning? Is there any problem between you and another believer?
All right.
Can you honestly say that your heart and your life are both pure? Are you ready to take this communion with a heart of true worship for God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ? Start off with some tough questions. I pop quiz right off the top.
All right.
Look on your paper.
When I was
look on your paper
studying, I realized that it's too many times we just don't understand what communion is all about and how it really relates to our life and our lifestyle and our relationship to God Almighty. But when I was studying, I was led to the book of Hebrew, and I want to just read a little of that to you, and we set this up so I can show you where we're at this morning. The sixth chapter of Hebrews starts by saying, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ. Getting away from the elementary principles of Christ. The stuff that we all already know, already have been on this road for a long time. And we know about the laying on of hands and doctrinal baptisms and resurrection. But we heard all of that. And but the fourth verse says, for it is impossible.
Impossible.
For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
And have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they should fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing that they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Let me see if you can get that. Because he, Paul was, when he was talking here to the Israelites, he's saying, if you've ever really been touched by the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
If you've ever been under the Holy Ghost control and on your way.
Jesus.
Then it's going to look bad if you ever turn back again.
All right.
Let me see if I can explain it better for you. You see, some of us think we are saved. Look out, Pastor. Some of us think we are saved, but don't really get it. You see, you might be real religious.
All right, now.
All right.
But still lost.
Come on here.
You may have had a great religious experience, but you still hadn't been justified.
Oh, God.
So here, the word said, examine yourself. So think of this as a courtroom where the judge say, you examine yourself and I'm going to let you judge yourself. You examine yourself and see what you think. And if after you, if you do it right, then I won't have to judge you.
All right.
So he offers us, he says, if you look at the word, it says you either on the right side or you're not. It looks to me, if you read that word, you go back and see if it don't sound like that to you. It says you're going to either have life or you're going to have the death sentence.
All right.
But thank God Almighty, there's a plea deal on the table.
All right.
He hear me?
All right.
there's a plea deal on the table. Yeah. It's a get out of jail free card.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
You see, so when you start talking about coming to communion, you have to examine yourself and look at it. And you say, am I saved? If I'm saved, then I need to understand that I'm saved. And when I do wrong, when I go the wrong way, there's a plea deal for me. If I just plead the blood of Jesus, then I can get out of jail free. I got a card that I can play if I'm truly saved. And I might get off track, but I can get back on track.
Yes.
So I'm justified. I can partake of these elements. I can come to communion because I'm pleading the blood of Jesus. And my intent is to go the right way. My intent is to go the right way. My intent is to go the right way. And then don't get it wrong then, because see, you can fool Pastor Davis with your intent. But you can't fool God with your intent. He said, now when you come here, he said, I'll clean you up and set you ready to start out with a blank slate if your intent is pure.
All right.
God, my.
Oh, God.
Preach, Pastor.
So you can take the plea deal. And he said, some of you still belong in juvenile court. And that ain't the worst thing.
No, it's not.
So he said, you go to juvenile court. He said, because when you look at yourself, you realize that I'm really not a Christian like I thought I was. And so, see, Christians have to go to adult court. But if you're not a Christian, then you should stay in juvenile court. And it says that, okay, I ain't got to worry about losing my salvation because I never really had it. Y'all with me?
Come on now, yes.
Well,
yes.
He said, but then there's some of you who have tasted and know who I am.
Yes, sir.
And say you're full of the Holy Ghost and headed the right way, and then you decide to do what you want to do anyhow.
All right.
He said, well, then you in trouble, because you see, if you turn your back on the only thing that can save you, which is Jesus Christ.
All right.
And instead of accepting the plea deal and saying, Jesus, cover me with your blood, you decided, I got it, Lord. Then you're on your own.
Yes.
Juvenile court. A death sentence. And a plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
But let a man examine himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 13:5 says, now, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith.
Come on now.
Prove your own selves.
Mm-hmm.
Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. You see, if Jesus is in you, if Jesus is truly in you, you might get on the wrong road and travel it for a little while, but after a while, something will say, whoa, you go on the wrong way, and if you belong to me, you'll turn around.
That's Jesus, right. Come on now.
But if you can just stay on that wrong road and just keep right on going, it looks to me like you never did have him in the first place. Is that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Except ye be reprobates.
All right, yeah.
I have to just give you that word a minute. That word, a lot of people don't understand. Reprobate. But it says you are abandoning sin and lost to virtue or grace. It says you're lost, you're abandoned. You know what a mother or a father abandon their children and just leave them there on their own. That's what a reprobate says. Is if you turn your back on Jesus, he said, then I'm going to just abandon you and leave you out there on your own. Titus 1:16 says it's like this. He said, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and to every good work a reprobate. I claim that I know the Lord, but you can't tell it from the way I walk and the way I talk. And
yes.
The way Reverend Welch used to say it is if they tried you for being a Christian, they'd have to let you go for lack of evidence. Hallelujah. Abandoned in sin. So let a man examine himself so that God will not have to. And you know, just like it is in the courthouse, when you go there, they have the prosecutor and the defense attorney. They both they do their examinations. And after they've done examinations, then it goes to the jury.
Yes.
Or to the judge. Somebody has to make a judgment call.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 11:31 says, for if we would judge ourselves, then we should not be judged. If we would honestly look at ourselves and clean up our own act, then God wouldn't have to.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Let me give you some pointers here. Like the judge gives to the jury, he gives them instructions before he sends them out. So before I let you judge yourself, just look at some things. Before you take the Lord's Supper, here's three things you want to ask yourself. Number one, am I stress-free?
All right.
Because I trust God with my concerns. Not for perfection. Perfection is not what's required to come here. It's a true examination.
Yes.
Just examine yourself and see where you are. If you examine yourself honestly, then God will not have to.
All right. Am
I stress-free? Because I trust God with all of my concerns. And then you want something to just put your scale out there, 1 to 10. Where do you fall? How stress-free are you? If 1 is real stressed and 10 is stress-free, where do you fall?
All right, now.
Yeah.
Because if you trust in God fully, you ought to be stress-free.
Man.
Yeah. Is that right?
Right.
That's right.
So just...
Thank you, God.
Put yourself on that scale. Judge yourself. Examine yourself.
All right.
Number 2. How confident am I that I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost? How confident am I? Use that same scale. 1 to 10. How confident am I? And number 3. Am I living a sinless / repentant life? Am I living a sinless / repentant life? Because you see what that means? I know I'm not perfect, but am I living, when I fall off of perfection, am I repenting? And
all right now.
So am I sinless or repentant? Is that my lifestyle? You be the judge. Judge yourself so that God does not have to judge you.
All right now.
Hallelujah. Yes. This morning we had Psalms 19 read this morning. I just want to go down in that Psalms to show you something. 19:12 says, how can I know all the sins lurking in my heart?
Oh, come on now.
But it says, cleanse me from these hidden faults.
Cleanse me.
Yeah, you gotta see, cleanse me from the hidden faults. Those sins that I can't see.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Those things that I really don't know is wrong with me. Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
And then it goes on and says, keep your servant from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. The stuff when I know I'm wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm counting on God's grace.
Mm. Yes, all right now.
Then I will be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. Mm. And then the psalmist finishes his Psalm with a prayer. He said, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord.
Yes.
My rock and my redeemer. That's what he's truly claiming the plea did. He said, Lord, have mercy on me.
Yes.
He said, Lord, look at me, even the past week, Lord, the things that I may have done wrong. Lord, look on me, Lord. Look in my heart, Lord, and yes. Cleanse me.
Cleanse me, God.
And let me start all over again, because my intent
is
to please you, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take the plea deal.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of Law and Order, and you hear him say a lot of times, take the deal. Take the deal, because you don't know how the jury's going to vote. So take the deal. Thank you, Lord. Are we actually walking our faith and living in an active relationship with God Almighty, truly allowing him to sanctify us.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes.
Are we truly walking and asking the Lord to sanctify me, putting ourselves in a position that God can sanctify us?
Mm-hmm.
Say, Lord, I'm trying. And
yes.
And that means that you don't turn your back on the Lord. And every time you feel like something might feel good or you want to do it, you say, okay, I'm going to turn my back on the Lord. And he'll be there when I come back.
Jesus.
Well.
It makes it hard for the Lord to work with sanctifying you then. But, you know, if you walk in the right road and you slip and you say, Lord, I'm sorry. And you mean you're sorry. God can,
yes.
He can work with
yes.
you.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes,
right. That relationship with God Almighty. You ever had a friend that you might say something to him with spur of the moment and you break up your friendship, you're at odds for a minute, but if it's a true friendship, you got a true relationship,
yeah.
You can put it back together. You can.
That's right.
Friend ain't gonna hold it against you. I know what you were feeling when you said that, but I know who you are.
Yes.
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 That's right.
That's the kind of relationship you need with God Almighty.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm about done. This thing is good to me, though.
Amen.
Yeah. You see, this Lord's Supper, this service that we have, it's a time of reflection and worship. But more than anything else, it's a time of self-examination.
Yes.
You see, with the word, it warns us. And it's not talking about, when it says unworthily, it's not talking about whether you are worthy in the worldly sense, because nobody is worthy. It's, you hadn't done anything so great and spectacular
yes.
that you deserve
yes.
something here.
Yes.
That's right. Not what it's talking about.
Uh-huh.
Make the point.
Nice
look. He's just talking about what your intent is, how humble you are when you realize that I have no help except it come from the Lord.
All of
them. All of my help comes from the Lord.
Yeah.
But this warning is, it's a warning to the lost. It says if you're lost, get saved before you take communion.
Jesus.
All right. It's a warning to the backslider.
Yeah.
See, when we come to the Lord's table with sin in our lives, we open up our lives to God's judgment.
Yes, sir. Ho, yes, sir, God.
He will chasten his children when they profess to be right with God, but are not. So it says, it's all right if you sin, and you can still take communion when you come to the table, but come here asking God's forgiveness.
Yes. Come on now. Oh, yes. Oh yes.
Don't come with sin and take God, because that's when you're unworthy. He said, my son didn't cleanse you, because
yes.
you still come and you think I don't see what's on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
A warning to the backslider.
Say so.
And then it's a warning, just don't take it too lightly. There's all the power in the world right here on this table. God can heal right here on this table.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how you approach it. God has got
yes.
power right here. The same elements
yes,
that can
sir.
Heal you, though.
Yes, sir, God.
Can condemn you.
Yes.
Mm.
Hallelujah. So Paul's warning is serious. He reminds the Corinthians that some of their number are dead.
Yes, yes.
Because they came to the Lord's table unworthy.
Yes.
The remedy is for us to examine ourselves.
Yeah.
Confess our sins and right every wrong before we come to the Lord's table.
Yes.
You see, if we would take the time to judge our own lives, the Lord would not have to judge them for us.
Thank you, Lord.
So the question, should I take communion? Well, it depends. You gonna take the plea deal? Or you gonna let it go to the jury? You see, if you take the plea deal, then you're pretty free to come and take communion. But if you're not gonna judge yourself and it's gonna go to the jury, you might want to reconsider. Mm-hmm. My advice to you is take the plea deal.
Come on now.
Take the deal. I want to close here. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Shine the light from heaven on my soul. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. The songwriter says, because I want to be right.
I want to be
saved.
I
want to be whole.
I want to be whole.
Let me repeat that. Because that's for me. I want to be right. And I
Yes, sir. Want to be.
I want to be saved and I want to be whole, but I can't do that on my own. I have no means to do it. I have to plead the blood of Jesus.
Yes, oh God.
Search me, Lord, and find anything that shouldn't be. Take it out and strengthen me. Don't want to live this way.
Jesus.
I want you to make me over again.
Yeah.
He goes on, he says, in my mind,
my heart, my soul.
Yes, God, every part, the way that I walk and the way I talk,
Jesus,
the way I live and the way I give, you know my thoughts and you know the secrets of every fault.
Yes, you do, God.
I want you to make me clean.
Yes.
Make me whole deep down within. Because I want to be right. I want to be whole. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir, God.
Wash me.
Yes.
Make me whiter than snow. Wash me, Lord. When I don't know which way to go, when I turn the wrong way, wash me, Lord.
Wash me, God.
My intent is to please you, Lord. Yes. Keep me on the right track.
Yes, sir, God.
Yeah.
Examine yourself. Mm-hmm. Let a man examine himself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Judge yourself. Then God won't have to. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord, for a challenging word.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord, for a word that just cuts to the quick, but is simple and plain, although powerful as a two-edged sword. Teach us, Lord. Mm-hmm. Teach us, Lord, to depend on you. Teach us, Lord, to be humble and submit it to you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Teach us, Lord, there's nothing that we can do without you. Mm-hmm. But with you, Lord, we can do all things. We can overcome all obstacles if we would just hold and depend on you. Mm-hmm. Show us your way, Lord. Mm-hmm. Show us what to say. Show us the way you want us to go.
Yes.
As we submit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let a man examine himself.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.